Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The journey to greatness demands a price that few are willing to pay. If you want greatness, you have to make sacrifices. And those sacrifices are not easy. They are not convenient. And they don't come without a struggle. You need to understand that if you want something extraordinary, you have to do something extraordinary. You cannot be like everyone else. You cannot walk the same paths, make the same choices, and expect a different outcome. Greatness requires a version of yourself that you've not yet discovered. To unlock that version, you have to let go of the things that hold you back. And I know it's not easy. I know it's tempting to stay where you are, to live in the comfort of your habits, of your routines, of your day-to-day life that keeps you safe. But greatness is not found in comfort. Greatness is found in pushing through the pain, in stepping beyond what feels safe, in reaching out for what feels impossible. Subscribe now for more motivational content and to stay on your journey to greatness. You have to make the decision to sacrifice your comfort. Greatness demands that you give up those late mornings when you could sleep in, those easy evenings spent relaxing when you should be working on your dreams. The real question is, are you willing to sacrifice what feels good right now for what you want most? Are you willing to let go of your habits, the distractions, the excuses, to do what it takes? Think of it like this. Every time you stay in your comfort zone, you are choosing who you are now over who you could be. You are saying, I am comfortable here, I don't need to grow. And maybe that's true. Maybe you are comfortable, but comfort is a thief. It will rob you of your dreams, it will rob you of your greatness, and it will leave you with regret. When was the last time you pushed yourself to the limit? When was the last time you woke up early, stayed up late, put in the extra effort that nobody else sees? When was the last time you chose your dream over a distraction? If you want greatness, you have to be willing to sacrifice those distractions, to say no to the things that pull you away from your vision. You have to be willing to do the things that others aren't. People will doubt you. They will see you sacrificing and they'll think you're wasting your time. They'll think you're crazy. They won't understand why you're getting up before the sun, why you're putting in the hours, why you're turning down invitations, why you're so focused. But they don't need to understand because this journey isn't for them. It's for you. They won't see the reward until it's there, shining bright. And when it is, they'll say you were lucky. But luck has nothing to do with it. It's sacrifice that got you there. Sacrificing time is just the beginning. You'll have to sacrifice relationships that pull you down. You'll have to walk away from people who don't believe in you, who aren't willing to grow alongside you. Sometimes it's the people closest to us that keep us anchored in our old ways. If they're not willing to walk this journey with you, then it's time to let them go. The price of greatness includes letting go of anything or anyone who refuses to see your vision, who can't see your potential, who doesn't want to support your journey. Every great person has been through sacrifice. They had to say goodbye to the old versions of themselves. They had to give up who they were, the things they knew, to become something better, something greater. And you are no different. Who you are now isn't enough to achieve what you want tomorrow. Who you are today has already reached the limits of what it can achieve. To go further, you need to become someone else, someone willing to sacrifice. You need to give up the easy path. The easy path is tempting because it doesn't require much from you. But the easy path will lead you to an average life. And I know you are not here for average. You are not here to live a life that is forgettable, that fades away without impact. You are here because deep down, you know you are meant for more. You know that your potential is waiting to be unleashed. And that means stepping off the easy path, into uncertainty, into the unknown. It means sacrificing your fears, your doubts, and stepping into your power. You have to be willing to sacrifice your excuses. No more. I'll do it tomorrow. No more. It's too hard. No more. I'm too tired. Your dreams don't care if you're tired. Greatness doesn't care about your excuses. The only thing that matters is the action you take. Sacrifice your excuses and replace them with action. Replace them with discipline. Replace them with commitment. Greatness is about giving more than you think you can give. It's about pushing when you're tired, trying when you're scared, showing up when no one else does. It's about knowing that every sacrifice you make today brings you closer to the future you deserve. And it's not just about the big sacrifices. It's about the small ones, the daily choices you make, the moments where you choose your dream over comfort. Those small sacrifices add up to greatness. You will need to sacrifice your old habits, the habit of procrastinating, the habit of doubting yourself, the habit of looking for shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to greatness. You can't cheat your way to success. You can't skip the work, skip the sacrifices, and expect to make it. You have to be willing to do what it takes, and that means making sacrifices every single day. And here's the truth. There is no guarantee. There is no guarantee that you will achieve your dream. There is no guarantee that your sacrifices will pay off in the way you want them to. But here's what I know. If you don't sacrifice, if you don't take the chance, then you are guaranteeing one thing, that you will stay where you are. You are guaranteeing that you will never know what you could have been. If you want greatness, you have to fight for it. You have to be willing to pay the price. And the price is sacrifice. Sacrificing comfort, sacrificing excuses, sacrificing the old you. But in return, you gain something that is priceless. You gain the satisfaction of knowing you gave it your all. You gain the pride of knowing you didn't settle. You gain the greatness that you deserve. So today, make the decision. Decide what you want. Decide who you are going to become. And make the sacrifices. Let go of what you no longer need. Let go of what holds you back. Sacrifice for your dream. And your dream will sacrifice for you. Sacrifice for greatness. And greatness will become your reality. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care what the odds look like, what people are saying about you, or how many times you've fallen. Because as long as you're breathing, as long as there's life inside of you, it's not over. Not until you win. Not until you achieve what you set out to do. You see, life is going to hit you. Hard. It's going to throw challenges your way that you never saw coming. Moments that test your will, shake your foundation, make you question everything. But hear me when I say, every challenge, every heartbreak, every setback is fuel. Fuel to keep going. Fuel to rise higher than you ever thought you could. You might feel stuck. You might feel like the weight of failure is crushing you. Maybe people have doubted you, called you names, made you feel small. Maybe you've even started to believe them. But let me ask you something. Who are they to decide your worth? Who are they to put limits on your potential? They don't know what you're made of. They don't know the fire inside you, so don't you dare give up. Every champion, every legend, every person who ever changed the world faced moments of despair. And every one of them, every single one, chose to keep going. They chose to dig deep, find that last ounce of strength, and get back up again. And that's what you have to do. Do you think success comes to those who quit when it gets hard? Do you think victory just shows up for those who are only willing to fight when it's easy? Number success belongs to those who refuse to give up, to those who keep moving forward, one step at a time, even when it feels like the world is against them. It's not about how fast you get there. It's not about how many wins you rack up along the way. It's about resilience. It's about the courage to stand up after every fall. And let me tell you something. As long as you keep getting up, it's not over. You're still in the game. You're still in the fight. What drives you? What's the thing that lights you up, that gets you out of bed every morning? Whatever it is, hold on to it. Let it drive you. Let it push you through every dark moment, every tough day. Because when your purpose is bigger than your obstacles, there is no limit to what you can achieve. People may look at you and think they know your story. They think they know what you're capable of, but they don't know the battles you fought. They don't know the strength it's taken to get to where you are right now. So prove them wrong. Show them what it looks like to refuse to quit. Show them what it looks like to fight until the very end. It's easy to get lost in doubt. It's easy to feel like the journey is too long, like the mountain is too steep. But right here, right now, I want you to make a decision. A decision that no matter how hard it gets, no matter how many times you stumble, you will not give up. You will keep going. You will find a way. Because it's not over until you win. You've got to believe in yourself, even when nobody else does. You've got to believe that every effort, every tear, every ounce of struggle is bringing you closer to your victory. You've got to see it, even when no one else does. Because if you don't believe in you, who will? This is your life. This is your journey. You're not here to be average. You're not here to give up halfway. You're here to be a warrior, to face whatever life throws at you with everything you've got. So let the doubters doubt. Let the haters hate. None of that matters. What matters is that you keep going, that you push through the pain, and that you rise above every obstacle in your way. You don't quit because it's hard. You don't quit because it hurts. You push through, even when it feels impossible. Because that's where true strength is found. That's where greatness is forged. And when you get to the other side, when you reach that victory, when you finally taste the success that you fought so hard for, it will all be worth it. Every struggle, every setback, every single moment will have led you to that win. Victory isn't for the faint of heart. It's not for those who give up at the first sign of trouble. Victory belongs to the ones who are willing to give it everything they have, the ones who fight with everything inside them, the ones who say, "It's not over. Not until I win. So get back up. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. You are closer than you think. And as long as there's breath in your lungs, it's not over. Not until you win." Change. It's a simple word, but it holds extraordinary power. Every great movement in history, every breakthrough and every personal transformation began with someone making a choice, a decision to change. Today, I want to talk to you about this choice. I want to challenge you to embrace it. The truth is, change is uncomfortable. It pushes us out of our routines, out of our comfort zones. But without change, progress doesn't exist. Without change, dreams remain dreams, and potential remains locked inside of us. I know it's scary. It's easy to stay where you are, to do what you've always done. But deep down, you know that staying the same isn't enough. Deep down, you know there's more waiting for you on the other side of fear, the other side of doubt, the other side of hesitation. Today, I want to remind you, if you want to see the change in the world, in your life, in your community, it starts with you. Hit that subscribe button,
and join our growing community of go-getters. Because here, we don't just dream about change, we make it happen. Let's grow, inspire, and achieve together. One person can make a difference. One person can ignite a spark that lights up the world. Think about the great change makers in history. Mahatma Gandhi, Rosa Parks, Malala Yousafzai. What did they have in common? They were ordinary people who decided they wouldn't wait for someone else to act. They made a choice to step up. Gandhi once said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." That's not just a pretty phrase. It's a call to action. You don't need to be perfect to make a difference. You don't need to have all the answers. You just need to start. Change is hard. It's messy, it's uncomfortable, and sometimes it feels like an uphill battle. Have you ever tried to break a bad habit or start a new one? Maybe you told yourself you'd wake up earlier, eat healthier, or spend more time with your family. And maybe, like so many of us, you struggled. Why? Because change requires effort. It requires discipline. But here's the thing. The things worth having in life never come easy. Growth and comfort cannot coexist. Every time you take a step toward change, you're rewriting your story. You're creating a new version of yourself, one small decision at a time. You don't need to wait for the perfect moment to start. You don't need to wait until you have more time, more money, or more experience. Start where you are, with what you have. Maybe you've been wanting to help your community, but feel like your contribution wouldn't matter. Let me tell you something. It matters. A single drop of water can create ripples that spread far and wide. Your actions, no matter how small, have the power to inspire others. Think about the time someone's small act of kindness made your day. A smile from a stranger, a word of encouragement from a friend. It didn't take much, but it made a difference. Now imagine what could happen if you multiplied those small acts, day after day, year after year. When you make a change in yourself, you inspire those around you to do the same. Your actions create a ripple effect. Think about a stone dropped into a calm pond. The ripples spread outward, reaching places far beyond where the stone first touched the water. You may not see the full impact of your actions right away, but they are there, rippling out into the world. You decide to focus on kindness. You hold the door open for someone, who then smiles and says thank you. That person, uplifted by your gesture, decides to pay it forward. They might help someone else that same day, and the chain continues. You never know how far your impact can reach. One of the biggest barriers to change is doubt. We doubt ourselves. We doubt whether our efforts will matter. What you believe shapes what you achieve. If you believe you can't make a difference, you won't even try. But if you believe in your ability to create change, no matter how small, you'll take that first step. Every great achievement began as a belief. When Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, he didn't have all the answers. He didn't know how everything would unfold, but he believed in his vision of a better future, and that belief moved millions. Too often we get stuck waiting for the perfect time to act. There is no perfect time. If you wait for all the stars to align, you'll wait forever. Progress doesn't come from perfection, it comes from action. It's okay to stumble. It's okay to fail. In fact, failure is part of the process. Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. every failure brought him one step closer to success. So, don't be afraid to take that first step. Don't let the fear of imperfection hold you back. When you take the first step, something amazing happens. You start to see the change. Maybe it's small at first, a little progress, a tiny win. But over time, those small changes add up. Think about a snowball rolling down a hill. It starts small, almost unnoticeable. But as it rolls, it gathers more snow. It grows larger and larger until it becomes a force of nature. Your efforts work the same way. Every small step you take, every action you make, builds momentum. And before you know it, you've created something bigger than you ever imagined. Right now, the world needs change makers more than ever. Our planet is facing challenges: climate change, poverty, inequality, mental health crises. It can feel overwhelming, but remember this: you don't have to solve every problem. You just have to start with one. What breaks your heart? What keeps you up at night? Start there. Whether it's volunteering at a local shelter, mentoring a student, or simply being a listening ear for a friend, your actions matter. You are enough. You have everything you need to make a difference. You don't need to have a perfect plan. You don't need to have it all figured out. All you need is the willingness to act. The world doesn't need more spectators. It needs doers. It needs people like you who are willing to step up and take responsibility for the change they want to see. As we wrap up today, I want you to remember this. Change doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey, not a destination. There will be challenges. There will be setbacks. But don't let them stop you. Keep moving forward. Keep believing in yourself. And keep making the choice to create the change you want to see. Because when you make a change, you'll see the change. And the world will thank you for it.
Every single day, there's a fight going on inside you. And it's not you against anyone else. It's you against you. That voice in your head, the one telling you to stay comfortable, to take it easy, to back down, that's the real enemy, and you've been letting it win for too long. The person you were yesterday has nothing on who you can become tomorrow. This isn't about anyone else. It's about stepping up and deciding that today you're going to be better, you're going to push harder. The only competition that matters is the one between you and the version of yourself that's holding you back. We all have that voice in our head, right? The one that whispers, take the easy way out, or maybe tomorrow. It's that voice that makes you second guess yourself, that keeps you stuck in your comfort zone. And yeah, it feels safe there, doesn't it? But deep down, you know it's not where you're supposed to be. That voice, it's lying to you. Now there's another voice, a smaller, quieter one, and it's telling you the truth. It's saying, get up, push harder, go where it hurts, because that's where you grow. Most of us, we ignore that voice. Why? Because it's uncomfortable, because it makes us face pain, makes us face the truth about ourselves. You've got two choices. You either listen to the voice that keeps you comfortable, or you listen to the voice that's calling you to level up, to face the tough stuff head on. Thing is, nobody else can make that choice for you. It's you versus you. Fear controls way too many of us. It creeps in, it whispers in your ear, and it tells you to back down. But when was the last time running from fear ever made you better? Exactly. Fear isn't something you avoid. It's something you face head on. You've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. The only way to grow is to go straight into what scares you the most. I'm not talking about doing it when you feel like it or when it's convenient. I'm talking about looking that fear dead in the face and saying, not today. Because every time you dodge your fears, you lose a piece of yourself. But when you confront them, when you stand your ground, something changes. You become stronger. You become braver. It's going to hurt. There's no way around that. Growth happens in the pain. But that pain, it's temporary. The pride, the strength you get from beating it, that lasts forever. You want to win? Start facing the things that make you scared, uncomfortable, and vulnerable. That's where the real growth happens. That's where you find out who you really are. You've got to look fear in the eye and move forward anyway. It's you versus you. And the only thing standing between you and your greatness is your fear. Most people don't want to hear. Self-discipline is everything. Without it, you're going nowhere fast. It doesn't matter how motivated you feel today, because motivation fades. But discipline? That's what keeps you going when you're tired, when you're frustrated, when you don't see results right away. Discipline is what gets you out of bed at 5 a.m. when no one else is watching. It's what pushes you to show up, day in and day out, when everyone else is taking it easy. No one is coming to save you. No one's going to drag you out of bed, make you go after your dreams, or hold you accountable. It's all on you. And that's not a bad thing, because when you take full responsibility for your life, something incredible happens. You realize you have the power to change everything. It's not about relying on someone else to push you. It's about building that fire inside of you, that drive to keep moving forward no matter what. Discipline is the difference between those who want something and those who get something. If you want to level up, if you want to break through barriers, you've got to make discipline your best friend. Stop waiting for the right moment. Stop counting on motivation. Get up and do the work, even when it's hard, even when it sucks. That's where the breakthroughs happen. It's you versus you. And discipline is the weapon you need to win that fight. Life's going to hit you hard. You're going to face struggles, challenges, and setbacks that make you question everything. But guess what? Those struggles aren't here to break you. They're here to build you. You've got to stop seeing challenges as roadblocks and start seeing them as stepping stones. Every time life knocks you down, it's giving you the chance to get back up stronger. Your struggles are your training ground. That pain, that frustration, that failure, that's where the growth happens. It's easy to sit around and feel sorry for yourself, but what's that going to do? Nothing. Instead of saying, "Why me?" start saying, "Try me." Because every single struggle is shaping you into someone tougher, someone smarter, someone who can handle more. The people who win in life aren't the ones who had it easy. They're the ones who took their hardest moments and turned them into fuel. They didn't run from pain. They used it. So, the next time life throws a punch, don't back down. Lean into it. Embrace the struggle, because that's what's making you unstoppable. Remember, it's you versus you, and the only way you lose is if you quit. So take that pain, that adversity, and turn it into your power. That's how you win. The world is loud. Everywhere you turn, there's someone or something trying to tell you who you should be, how you should live, and what success looks like. Social media, your friends, even your family, everyone's got an opinion. None of that matters. The only voice that matters is yours. You've got to learn how to block out all that noise. Stop comparing yourself to what others are doing. Stop measuring your worth by someone else's standards. It's not about what they're doing. It's about what you're doing. This is your journey, your race, and no one else is running it but you. The moment you stop looking around and start looking within, everything changes. That's where the real progress happens. It's so easy to get caught up in other people's lives, thinking they've got it all figured out while you're struggling. Half the time, they're just as lost as you are. They know how to put on a good show, but you don't need to show off. You need to show up every day for yourself, So stop letting the outside world control your inner world. You've got a mission, a goal, a purpose that's yours alone. Stay focused. Stay locked in. When you silence the noise and tune into your own voice, that's when you start to realize your full potential. It's you versus you. And the only way to win is to listen to the one voice that's pushing you forward. Willpower. That's what separates the winners from everyone else. Not talent, not luck, not some secret formula. It's that raw, unshakable will to keep going when every part of you is screaming to stop. That point where the pain is too much, where the doubts creep in, where the fear of failure paralyzes you. But here's the thing. Most people quit when they hit that wall. The ones who don't, they break through it. Willpower is about digging deep. It's about finding that part of you that refuses to give up, no matter how hard it gets. You can't buy it, you can't fake it, and nobody can give it to you. It's built in the struggle, in those moments where you want to quit, but choose to push forward anyway. That's where you find out what you're really made of. No one is going to hand you the life you want. You've got to fight for it. You've got to find that willpower inside you that says, I'm not done yet. It doesn't matter if you fail. It doesn't matter how many times you fall. What matters is that you get back up every single time. The only person standing between you and the life you want is you. And the only thing that's going to get you there is your willpower. So when the world tells you to stop, when your body says it's too much, when your mind tries to convince you to quit, that's when you dig deeper. That's when you find your will. Because once you've unlocked that, nothing can stop you. It's you versus you, and your willpower is what's going to carry you across the finish line. Success isn't instant. It's not something you stumble into, and it's not handed to you on a silver platter. Success is a process. It's showing up every single day, putting in the work, even when you don't feel like it, even when it feels like nothing is happening. Most people want the quick fix, the shortcut. But let me tell you something, there are no shortcuts. The only way to win is to embrace the grind. The process is where the magic happens. It's in the long nights, the early mornings, the failures, and the setbacks. That's where you grow. That's where you find out how bad you really want it. And yeah, it's going to be hard. There's going to be times where you feel like giving up, where you wonder if all the effort is even worth it. But that's where you have to dig in, because the process is what separates those who dream from those who would achieve. You're not going to see results right away. But here's the thing. You're building something that's going to last. Every little step you take is getting you closer, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. You've got to trust the process. Trust that the work you're putting in today is going to pay off tomorrow. So stop looking for the finish line. Stop waiting for that perfect moment. It's not coming. The only thing that matters is what you're doing right now, in this moment. That's how you win. One day, one step, one rep at a time. It's you versus you. And the process is the battlefield where you prove yourself. Embrace it. Own it. Because when you do, that's when the real victory happens. At the end of the day, it's you versus you. No one else is running your race. No one else is living your life. The only competition that really matters is the one between who you are right now and who you know you can be. And the journey, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. It's about pushing yourself a little bit further every single day.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Have you ever felt like giving up? Like the mountain you're climbing is just too steep, the challenge too overwhelming, or the dream too far out of reach? Let me tell you something right now. Every single winner you admire, every person who has achieved something great, has faced that exact moment. The difference? They didn't quit. Quitting is the easy way out. It's tempting, isn't it? When things get tough, when the pressure builds, when nothing seems to go your way, quitting whispers in your ear, telling you to stop the pain, to let go of the struggle. But what you have to realize is this: quitting is permanent. The discomfort you feel right now is temporary. The regret of giving up, that can last a lifetime. Think about anyone who's ever inspired you. They all have one thing in common. They refuse to stop. They push through setbacks, rejection, and failure. Michael Jordan once said, "I've missed over 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a part of it. Each stumble, each rejection, each roadblock, it's all shaping you, sharpening you, and preparing you for what's to come. Winners don't avoid failure. They embrace it, learn from it, and use it as fuel. You might be thinking, "But I've already quit once. I've failed too many times. I don't think I can do this." Let me tell you something. Your story isn't over yet. You're not defined by the times you've fallen down. You're defined by the times you get back up. Quitting might have been part of your past, but it doesn't have to be your future. Progress is what matters. Moving forward, even by an inch, is what keeps you alive. Winners don't always sprint to the finish line. They crawl, they limp, but they never stop moving. Here's the truth. The path to success is messy. It's full of late nights, early mornings, self-doubt, and moments where you wonder if you're good enough. But those who keep going, those who show up, who put in the work even when no one is watching, they're the ones who win. So how do you keep going when everything in you is screaming to quit? You focus on your why. Why did you start this journey in the first place? What's driving you? Is it your family? Your dream? The life you've always wanted? Hold on to that why like a lifeline, because it will pull you through the toughest storms. And don't do it alone. Winners know that success isn't a solo journey. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who remind you of your strength when you forget. Find a mentor, a friend, or even a community of like-minded people who won't let you quit. Let me ask you something. What would your life look like if you never gave up? Close your eyes for a moment and picture it. Picture the day you achieve your dream, the moment you look back and say, "I made it because I didn't quit." That moment is worth every struggle, every tear, every ounce of effort you've poured in. You are capable of more than you can imagine. The limits you feel, they're in your mind. Break them. The challenges you're facing, they're shaping you into the person you're meant to become. Winners don't quit because they understand one fundamental truth. The struggle is temporary, but the victory is forever. So, when the road gets hard, and it will, remind yourself of this. You are not a quitter. You are a fighter, a dreamer, a doer. You have everything it takes to win. And the only thing standing between you and your dreams is the decision to keep going. Get up. Dust yourself off. Take one more step. Winners never quit, and neither will you.
Hey there. Before we dive in, if you're ready to transform your life, hit that subscribe button and join our community of growth and motivation. Now let me tell you something right now. The difference between where you are and where you want to be is all about mindset. The 1% mindset. It's the way you see the world. It's the way you face challenges. It's the way you think when times are tough. That's what makes the 1% different from the rest. It's not the money in the bank. It's not the connections they have. It's the choices they make every single day. Let me be real with you. We all get 24 hours in a day. Just like Bill Gates. Just like Elon Musk. Just like that person you look up to. What are you doing with your 24 hours? You see, the 1% don't waste their time. They don't let distractions pull them away from their goals. They don't spend hours scrolling through social media. They don't get lost in pointless gossip. They know what they want, and they are willing to put in the work every single day. You know, most people think that success is about talent or luck. They think that the 1% were born with something special, something that others just don't have. But let me tell you the truth. It's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's not about being the most talented. It's about consistency. The 1% mindset is about showing up, even when you don't feel like it. It's about doing the work when nobody is watching, when nobody is applauding, when nobody even believes in you. It's easy to put in the work when things are going well, when life is smooth. But can you keep pushing when the obstacles come, when the setbacks hit, when you feel like everything is against you? The 1% understand one simple thing. Growth happens outside of comfort. They understand that if you want something you've never had, you have to be willing to do something you've never done. Most people want the reward, but they don't want the struggle. They want the success, but they don't want the sacrifice. But the 1%, they embrace the struggle. They know that the challenges they face today are the training ground for the strength they'll need tomorrow. They are willing to invest in themselves, in their education, in their health, in their mindset, because they know the return on that investment is a life that most people only dream of. The 1% mindset is not just about financial success. It's about being the best version of yourself in every aspect of your life. It's about being the best parent, the best partner, the best leader. It's about living a life that's true to your values, a life that inspires others, a life that leaves a legacy. The 1% don't settle for mediocrity. They don't settle for good enough. They strive for greatness, not because they want the recognition, but because they know they are capable of more, and they refuse to waste their potential. You've got to understand this. There's no magic formula. There's no secret to success that only the 1% know. The truth is, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's about discipline. It's about resilience. It's about getting up one more time than you fall. It's about making sacrifices today so you can enjoy the rewards tomorrow. Most people quit when things get hard. Most people settle when they face resistance. But the 1%, they push through. They keep going. They find a way. Let me share a story with you. Imagine a bamboo tree. When you plant a bamboo tree, you have to water it and nurture it every single day. For years, you see nothing. No growth. No sign that anything is happening. You keep watering, you keep nurturing, and still, nothing. But you keep going. And then, one day, the bamboo tree shoots up, sometimes growing as much as 90 feet in just a few weeks. All that time, the bamboo was growing roots, building a foundation, preparing for that moment of explosive growth. And that's how it is with the 1% mindset. You put in the work, you keep going, even when you don't see the results right away, because you know that eventually you will break through. You've got to train your mind to see opportunities where others see obstacles. You've got to believe in yourself when nobody else does. You've got to be willing to put in the work, day in and day out, even when it feels like you're not making progress. Because the truth is, every small step you take, every small decision you make, is bringing you closer to your goals. It's not about massive leaps. It's about those tiny, consistent actions that compound over time. The 1% know that greatness is not about what you do once in a while. It's about what you do every day. It's about habits. It's about routines. It's about the little things that add up to something extraordinary. You see, success is not a single event. It's a process. It's not about one big moment. It's about all the small moments that lead up to it. It's about showing up every single day, even when you don't feel like it, even when it's hard, even when you want to quit, because that's what separates the 1% from the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to make a choice. Are you going to be part of the 99%? Or are you going to step up and become part of the 1%? Are you going to let excuses hold you back? Or are you going to take responsibility for your life and go after what you want? The 1% mindset is about ownership. It's about understanding that no one is coming to save you. No one is going to do the work for you. You are responsible for your own success. You are responsible for your own happiness. And you have everything you need within you to make it happen. Most people live their lives waiting for the perfect moment. They wait for the right time, the right opportunity, the right person to come along and make everything better. But the truth is, there is no perfect moment. There is no right time. There is only now. The 1% understand this. They don't wait for life to happen to them. They make life happen. They take action. They create opportunities. They make decisions and they move forward. They understand that the only way to achieve their goals is to take action, to keep moving, to keep striving, no matter what. So I challenge you today, stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for the right opportunity, for someone to give you permission, for someone to believe in you. The 1% don't wait. They create. They take action. They bet on themselves. They take risks. They make sacrifices. And they keep moving forward no matter what. Because they know that at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is whether or not they gave it their all. And here's something else you need to know. Failure is part of the journey. The 1% fail more than anyone else because they're willing to try more than anyone else. They don't see failure as the end. They see it as a lesson, as an opportunity to grow, as a stepping stone on the path to success. They understand that every failure brings them one step closer to success. They embrace failure, they learn from it, and they use it to get better. You have the power to change your life. You have the power to become part of the 1%. But it starts with your mindset. It starts with the choices you make every single day. It starts with deciding that you are worthy of success, that you are capable of greatness, and that you will do whatever it takes to get there. Let me ask you this. What do you really want? What kind of life do you want to live? What kind of impact do you want to make? What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? The 1% have a clear vision of what they want. They know what they're working towards. They have goals. They have dreams. And they are willing to do whatever it takes to make them a reality. They don't let fear hold them back. They don't let doubt stop them. They don't let obstacles stand in their way. They have a vision, and they go after it with everything they've got. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stop settling. It's time to step up. It's time to embrace the 1% mindset and start living the life you know you are capable of. The journey won't be easy, but I promise you this. It will be worth it. So get up, take action, and never, ever give up. The 1% mindset is within your reach. The only question is, are you willing to go after it? You see, there's something that separates those who succeed from those who only dream. It's not luck. It's not magic. It's a force that we all have within us. The law of attraction. When you understand it, when you truly harness it, you'll see your world shift. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. The first step, it's believing. I'm talking about a belief so strong, it lights a fire within you. A belief that tells you, yes, I am worthy, and yes, I am capable. Whatever it is you want in life, a new career, financial freedom, the perfect relationship, you can make it real if you believe in it fully. Now, some people might laugh. They'll say, that's just wishful thinking. Let them laugh, because they don't understand the power of belief, of vision, of focused energy. Every single day, visualize it. Picture yourself already there, in that new job, driving that dream car, holding that degree in your hand. Feel the joy, the pride, as if it's happening right now. People always ask, how does this work? How does simply thinking about it make it real? It's because your thoughts have energy. Energy attracts energy. What you think, you become. So every time you wake up, every time you face a tough day, remind yourself, this is just a step on the way to your vision. Think about this. All the greats, every successful person you know, they were once where you are right now. They were dreamers. They were fighters. But what they had, what made them break through, was the unwavering belief that what they wanted was already theirs. They acted as if it was already real. They didn't sit around hoping. They got up and they worked for it. Every day, every hour. Manifestation isn't about sitting back and waiting for it to come to you. No, it's about going out there and bringing it into your world. It's speaking it, feeling it, moving as if it's already yours. You have to live like you're already there. Think about the life you want. Visualize it. It's not just a dream. It's a blueprint. And each day, each action you take, that's you building it. Don't just want it. Claim it. Live as if you're already living it. I remember times when I didn't have a single penny, walking through the city, looking at all the things I wanted. People might have seen me in an old coat, maybe thought I was down and out. But in my mind, I was already there. I saw myself walking those same streets, living that life with everything I dreamed of. I saw it before I had it. And I kept that image alive in my mind every single day. Ask yourself, what would the you living that dream life be doing right now? How would they be acting, speaking, moving? Do that now. Talk like you've already made it. Walk like you're already there. Show the universe you're serious, that you're committed. Because when you move with that kind of certainty, doors open. And let me tell you, you're going to face doubts. You'll hear voices. Sometimes your own mind will try to pull you back. But don't let it. Because right in front of you is everything you've ever wanted. And it's yours, waiting for you to claim it. This isn't just about wishing. It's about becoming. You're not a spectator. You're the main character in your story. Every thought, every action, every moment of belief is what drives you toward that reality. You are more powerful than you know. The law of attraction is in you, ready for you to use it. So here's the challenge for you. Take that dream and see it clearly. Hold it close. Every day tell yourself, I am ready. I am capable. I am already there. And then take that energy and work. Show up for it. Don't just wish for success. Become it.
Every great achievement starts as a single thought, a vision, a belief. Turn your dreams into decisions. Say it, feel it, believe it, and the universe will respond. That's the power of manifestation. That's the law of attraction. And now, it's time for you to use it. The life you want is already yours. Go out there and make it happen.
Listen, if you're going to dream, dream big. Don't set your sights on small victories or average outcomes. Success, in whatever you call success, whether it's wealth, happiness, fulfillment, isn't handed out. It's not random. It's earned by people who have the courage to go after it. The top 1%, the ones who reach extraordinary levels of success, are not different from you and me in talent or intelligence. The difference is in how they think, how they believe, and how they act. A person becomes extraordinary because they refuse to settle for the ordinary. You don't need to be born into privilege. You don't need the perfect start. You don't need luck. What you need is vision, the kind of vision that's unshakable, that allows you to see a bigger version of yourself, one that hasn't yet been realized. Let's talk about how to get that vision into action. The power to transform your life is in your hands. Every day, we're faced with choices that shape our future. The top 1% know this truth, and they guard their decisions closely. They're deliberate about what they choose, and they don't let fear or doubt dictate their path. When you choose to believe in your potential and back it up with action, you step onto a different path, a path few take, because it demands courage and a resilient mindset. What separates those who achieve greatness is that they don't allow their minds to be boxed in by limitations. They think on a level most people won't even touch because it's uncomfortable. They push beyond doubts, past rejections, past the whispers of, "You're not good enough." They have an almost limitless vision of what's possible. Are you willing to think big enough to challenge the limits set by others, and sometimes even by yourself? You can achieve anything if you first believe it's possible. Don't let others define what's achievable for you. This is your vision. Keep it pure and protect it fiercely. Dream as if everything you want is already within reach. Because once your mind is set on that level, that's when the real magic starts to happen. To be part of the top 1%, you need to think differently about failure. Failure isn't an end point, it's part of the process. Every setback, every struggle, every no is fuel to refine your dream and make you stronger. The 1% see failure as a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. They learn from it, they grow from it, and they keep going. In fact, they expect to fail, but they don't let it stop them. When you encounter challenges, let them teach you. Each mistake has a lesson, a clue about what you need to do next. Treat every obstacle as an opportunity to evolve. That's how champions are made. The company you keep matters. Surround yourself with people who believe in your vision, people who push you to grow, people who inspire you to dream even bigger. The top 1% know the value of being around like-minded individuals. It's not just about networking. It's about creating a supportive, positive environment where dreams thrive. Find mentors, friends, and connections who are on their journey to greatness. Learn from them. Let their experiences teach you. The path is challenging, but with the right support system, you'll stay on course, motivated, and inspired. It's not enough to dream big one day and then forget it the next. The top 1% know that success is a marathon, not a sprint. They show up every day, putting in the work consistently. They don't rely on bursts of motivation, they build habits. Consistency is the key that opens doors to dreams. It's the power of showing up, rain or shine, tired or energetic, committed to your goal. Whatever you're working toward, stick with it. Even when it feels slow, even when progress is barely visible, keep going. Each small step is bringing you closer to the top. Gratitude isn't just a nice sentiment. It's a powerful tool for keeping your mind focused on abundance and positivity. It's easy to get discouraged or distracted, but when you start each day with gratitude, you remind yourself of the blessings and opportunities in your life. The top 1% appreciate the journey as much as the destination. They know that every small victory, every positive experience is part of the bigger picture. When you practice gratitude, you attract more good things into your life. you're open to opportunities, and your mind stays centered on what's possible, rather than what's lacking. You may have heard this before, but I'll say it again, faith is essential. The path to your dream will not be a straight line, and it will not always make sense. There will be times when you wonder if you're even moving in the right direction. But faith is what keeps you on the path. The 1% stay on Faith Street. They keep believing even when the evidence hasn't arrived yet. When you believe in yourself, in your dream, in something greater than you, the impossible starts to bend toward possible. Faith doesn't mean knowing how it will all work out. It means trusting that it will. Your mind is powerful, and the way you see yourself shapes your actions. Visualize your success. Picture it as clearly as if it's already here. Imagine how it feels, how it looks, how it sounds. The top 1% practice this kind of visualization because they know that when they can see it, they're more likely to achieve it. Dream with vividness, with certainty, with confidence that your vision is on its way. When you visualize, you set your mind on the right track, and you attract the steps needed to make it a reality. See yourself winning, achieving, thriving. Make it real in your mind, and you'll start to make it real in your life. You have the power to be in the top 1%. It's not about talent, it's about mindset. Dream big, believe in yourself, act with purpose, and never settle for less than what you're truly capable of. This journey is yours to create. The possibilities are endless if you're willing to believe and work toward them. This is your time, your moment to rise, to become everything you were meant to be. Embrace the journey. Stay on Faith Street, and let nothing hold you back. Dream big, because nothing is beyond your reach if you're willing to pursue it with everything you've got. Thank you for being here, and remember, greatness is already within you. Life is full of changes. Every day the sun rises and sets, marking the start and end of new opportunities. Just like our breathing, inhaling, and exhaling, life moves in cycles. We often find comfort in routines, in the familiar paths we walk every day. It's easy to stay where we feel safe, where we know what to expect. But have you ever wondered what lies beyond that comfort zone? Being comfortable is easy. It's safe. It's predictable. But comfort can also be a trap. It can keep us from growing, from learning, from experiencing all that life has to offer. The truth is, real growth happens when we are uncomfortable, when we face our fears, when we take risks, when we push ourselves beyond what we thought possible. Think about a time when you tried something new. Maybe it was learning to ride a bike, starting a new job, or speaking in front of a crowd. At first, it was scary. Your heart raced, your palms sweated, and you might have wanted to quit. But you didn't. You kept going, and eventually, what was once hard became easy. You grew. You changed. You became stronger. Imagine a bird sitting in a nest, high up in a tree. The nest is warm and safe. But if the bird stays there forever, it will never learn to fly. It will never soar above the trees, feel the wind beneath its wings, or see the world from a new perspective. To fly, the bird must leave the nest. It must take that leap into the unknown. We are like that bird. We have so much potential inside of us, but we often hold ourselves back because we're afraid of being uncomfortable. We're afraid of failing, of being judged, of not being good enough. But what if we change the way we think about discomfort? What if we saw it as a sign that we're on the right path, that we're growing, learning, and becoming more than we were before? Every successful person has faced discomfort. They have stumbled, fallen, and made mistakes. But they didn't let that stop them. They got back up and tried again. They knew that discomfort was a part of the process, a necessary step on the road to success. Think about athletes training for a big game. They push their bodies to the limit, enduring pain and exhaustion. They wake up early, follow strict diets, and practice for hours. It's not easy, but they know that this discomfort will make them stronger, faster, better. They embrace it because they have a goal, a dream that is worth the effort. Or consider artists who pour their hearts into their work. They may face rejection, criticism, or self-doubt. But they keep creating because they are passionate about what they do. They are willing to be vulnerable, to put themselves out there, because they believe in their vision. Discomfort is not something to fear. It's something to embrace. It's a sign that you're stepping out of the ordinary and into the extraordinary. It's a sign that you're alive, that you're pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Life is too short to stay in one place. We have so much to see, to do, to experience. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Take that first step, even if it's small. Sign up for that class you've been thinking about. Talk to someone new. Try a different hobby. Challenge yourself in ways you never have before. Yes, it might be hard at first. You might feel awkward or unsure, but that's okay. Every expert was once a beginner. Every master started with small, shaky steps. What matters is that you begin. Remember, discomfort is temporary, but regret lasts a lifetime. You don't want to look back years from now and wonder what could have been. You don't want to think about the opportunities you missed because you were too afraid to try. Embracing discomfort doesn't mean you have to do everything at once. It's about taking one step at a time. It's about pushing yourself just a little bit further each day. Over time, those small steps add up to big changes. Surround yourself with people who encourage you to grow. Seek out those who inspire you, who challenge you, who believe in you even when you don't believe in yourself. Their support can make all the difference. And when you face setbacks and you will don't give up, see them as learning experiences, as chances to improve. Failure is not the end. It's a stepping stone on the path to success. Each time you stumble, you learn something new. You become wiser, more resilient. Think of life as a mountain. The climb can be tough. The air gets thinner, the path gets steeper, and your muscles ache. But when you reach the top, the view is breathtaking. All the struggles, all the hardships, they fade away in that moment of triumph. You realize that the journey was worth it, that the discomfort led you to something beautiful. Don't wait for the right moment to step out of your comfort zone. There will always be reasons to stay where you are. But deep down, you know that you're capable of so much more. Trust yourself. Believe that you have what it takes to overcome any obstacle. Life is not about avoiding storms. It's about learning to dance in the rain. It's about finding joy in the challenges, about growing stronger through adversity. Each challenge you face is an opportunity to become better, to reach higher, to shine brighter. So the next time you feel uncomfortable, remember that it's a good thing. It's a sign that you're moving forward, that you're breaking free from limitations. Embrace it. Let it motivate you. You are stronger than you think. You have the power to change your life, to achieve your dreams, to make a difference in the world. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let comfort keep you from reaching your full potential. Take that leap of faith. Trust that even if you can't see the whole path, each step will lead you closer to where you want to be. And along the way, you'll discover strengths and talents you never knew you had. Life is an adventure, full of unknowns. That's what makes it exciting. Embrace the journey with all its twists and turns. Cherish the highs and learn from the lows. Every experience shapes you, teaches you, prepares you for what's next. Remember, the greatest rewards often come from the biggest challenges. When you look back, you'll see that the moments when you felt most uncomfortable were the moments that defined you, that helped you grow the most. So be brave, be bold. Step out of your comfort zone and into the life you've always wanted. It's waiting for you just beyond that edge. All you have to do is take the first step. In the end, it's not about being fearless. It's about acting in spite of fear. It's about recognizing that discomfort is a natural part of growth and choosing to move forward anyway. Your future self is counting on you. The world is waiting for what only you can offer. Don't keep it hidden. Let your light shine. Embrace discomfort. Embrace growth. Embrace life.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.